You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. Jasmine Fuego is an Oakland-based musician, dancer, artist, and activist. On International Women's Day, she released a project called Woman, an Audiovisual Ceremony. Jasmine will be the MC of California World Fest at the Nevada County Fairgrounds in Grass Valley this weekend. The festival presents 50 performers across 7 stages. Jasmine, welcome to Insight.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
It's great to have you here, and also a fellow musician with you, Zachary Greer. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So, Jasmine, tell me about your Woman project. What is it?
Yeah, so Woman was a song that came to me after the first after the first Women's March in 2017. And it was a super powerful moment for me as a woman, for me as an activist, as an artist, to see millions of people across the world come together to lift up the feminine, to lift up the importance of women and what we do here in this world and what we carry. And so the song came from that. And then a year later, right before International Women's Day, there's a group of women that I collaborate with in the Bay Area. And we came together and said, you know what, let's put together something special for Women's Day this year. Let's celebrate all of the forms of woman, of what it means to be a woman, to look like a woman. And so we brought 14 women together. And between the 14 of us, we figured out that we covered every continent on this planet in our ancestry. Mm. We had a mother and a daughter. We had folks who are all across the gender expression. And it was really powerful. We called it an audiovisual ceremony because we gave each person like 10 minutes or so with the camera by themselves in a room, and they were prompted. We asked them different questions and to look at the camera as they answered without words these questions. And none of us knew what it was going to turn out like because we didn't see what the other people were doing. And when we were in the editing process, myself and the editor, Mer, we just were brought to tears to see how powerful communication can be without words.
So they just spontaneously reacted, and they were by themselves in the room.
By themselves in the room.
No mirror?
No mirror, nothing.
And I watched the video, and I noticed that a lot of them had on a significant amount of lipstick and or makeup. Kind of describe what happened with some of that.
So the one of the prompts that the women were asked about was, what stories are you letting go of? And, you know, folks had different responses when we talked. We had a little circle and talked before to give people the space to actually use their words. But what we realize is for a lot of us, we've had the experience as women of there being a huge importance on our appearance. Our appearance to the outer world, our appearance to how we look to men, how we can attract men. Just like there's just such a big focus for women. You know, when you see little girls, oh, you're so pretty, you're so pretty. And that being like a thing that automatically is the first thing that we're being told and being affirmed and reaffirmed from a young age. And so in the music video, a lot of us are wearing like quite a bit of makeup. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the video, we start taking it off. Like bit by bit, rubbing lipstick off, smearing off eyeliner. And that was really just to signify, hey, we're letting go of that. Yes, we're beautiful women. Like, let's celebrate the beauty, but the beauty is also within. And there's also a lot of wisdom inside this body and inside the soul. And there's also a lot of strength. And there's so much more to the story that you can't see.
Right. So we'd like to hear a song from you now.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about it. And before you stand up and get prepared here, what is the first song we're going to hear here?
So this first song that you're going to hear is a song called Light Up the Night. And I wrote this song shortly after our last election. And I was down in my ancestral homelands of Nicaragua. And I was having a really hard time. And it was the first time in my adult life, and she said this would happen, but it was the first time in my adult life that I realized that the only thing that could really bring me out of this slump of hopelessness was my mama's love. Mm. It's a song called Light Up the Night.
And this is Jasmine Fuego, and this is a song that came out of her Woman Project, and she's going to be joined by fellow musician Zachary Greer.
Okay. You ready, Z? Mama, take this heart, make it better. Put my rain boots on and face the stormy weather. If I can't do it on my own, could we please do it together? 'Cause I don't want you give up. No, I can't just give up. 'Cause these days been so rough. Everybody trying to act tough, but I ain't scared to say when I'm weak. My strength is vulnerability. Gonna be strong, gonna be fine. We got that love, we don't need to fight. Hold my hand, hold it tight. Is that kind of love? Gonna be strong, gonna be fine. We got that love, we don't need to fight. Hold my
That's Jasmine Fuego. She's performing this weekend at California World Fest at the Nevada County Playgrounds, Fairgrounds, I should say. She's describes her own style, kind of a combination of R&B, soul, and pop. Jasmine, we have just a minute here. Tell me a little bit about Unraveled and the title of your EP. What does that mean to you, Unraveled?
Unraveled. Yeah, you know, Unraveled is really about taking all of the threads of stories, stories that have been put on me, stories that I've told myself, stories that other people have told me, and kind of doing like a spring cleaning, taking them out thread by thread to see what's all is there so that I can weave something new, something that is more fitted and more suiting for who I am today. And it's an ongoing process, the unraveling and reweaving, but I'm super dedicated to it.
Well, congratulations on your EP.
Thank you so much.
That is Jasmine Fuego, and joining her was Zachary Greer. Jasmine is from Oakland, and again, she is a musician, a dancer, an artist, and an activist, and she's the MC of California World Fest at the Nevada County Fairgrounds in Grass Valley this weekend. Jasmine and Zachary, thanks for being on Insight.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
We have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.
We should have known better, but we did it anyway.
What?
But we did it anyway.
Hey.
We should have known better. Ooh. And we paid for it.